Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Be glorified in our hearts, in our mind, in our soul. God, in our homes, oh God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, 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 holy.
We will worship Him in righteousness.
I am Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, we come into your presence tonight, God, thanking you, Lord God, for all that you have done for us today, God. Truly, you've been good, God. And Lord God, we just keep on believing in you. We don't stop here, God. We are expecting, God, great things from you. Lord, we love you, and we ask you to forgive us of our sins today, God, for what we have committed today, God. Father, thank you, Lord, that you are seated on the right hand, making intercession for us, God. Thank you, Father God, that you have loved us, God, with an everlasting love, God. And Lord, I thank you for every mother on here that may have lost a son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls, or maybe whatever hurts that they are going through. I pray for healing in the hearts, and I pray for salvation for every family member in the name of Jesus. Lord, some of them may have lost their son to a daughter to drugs or to the prison walls, maybe slain by the bullet, oh God, or whatever sickness they may be facing in their lives, oh God. Father God, I know that you are a healing God, and God, there is no one like you, Lord God. So God, I just thank you for God's favorites and all those that are represented on here tonight that's reaching out, God, in love to help heal each other's hurts, oh God. Thank you, Father God, because you said in your word in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God, you are promised that you will give us rest. So, Lord, we are depending on you. We are, oh God, just resting and believing, God, that you're going to do the miraculous. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, we come in no other name but your name, God, because there is power in your name to do the miraculous, God. Thank you, Father God. There is power to heal, God. There's power to set free, God. There is power, oh God, to take us from this place into a higher place with you, God. So, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do tonight in our midst, oh God, because we come expecting tonight, God, for you to do great things, God. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, for every soul that's represented on here tonight, God. God, these are yours, and I just pray your blessings upon them continuously in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, bless your name. Bless your name, Heavenly Father, for you are great and you are worthy to be praised and adored. Hallelujah. Well, good evening. You are listening to God's favorite radio program. We pray that you enjoyed the praise coming forth tonight, praise God, just being a little simple and relaxing and flowing, praise God. Just enter on into the flow, praise God, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. We love the Lord because he first loved us. Well, I want to ask, does anyone have a prayer request tonight? Do press 1. If you have a prayer request tonight, press 1 on your telephone, the one that you dial in on, press 1, praise God. We're just so glad to have you, and we are lifting up all the prayer requests that we have here already, praise God. We have many prayer requests, praise God, and we do lift them, bring them before the Lord in the morning time. Praise God. When I go to prayer, bring these prayer requests before God. Go ahead, Sister Shawanda has a prayer request. Go ahead, honey. Sister Shawanda?
I'm sorry, I was talking and didn't realize I was on mute. Praise the Lord, Minister Vivian, and all the saints of God who's on the line. My prayer request is for my son, Joshua, who is incarcerated. His out date is December the 1st of this year. He's been incarcerated 5-plus years, and he has been attacked tremendously. He's been going through on his job. He was in work release, incarcerated, and the owner of the place was calling him all kinds of profanity names and just treating him so bad, making him work so hard. without breaks and so forth and so on. And just Saturday morning, they stripped him of his job and put him back into the regular prison. He has to go before the disciplinary board. It's his word against the owner, and also the officers in work release had also rose up against him. And so I just would like prayer for my son that God will fight his battle and that he will also get his, he has a severe case of glaucoma, and they have taken his medical eye drops that he has to take twice a day. If he don't, the doctors say he can go blind by the age of 30. He's 27 years old. And so pray that God avenge my son of his adversary and that he get his medical needs, his eye drops and things that he have to have every day, twice a day, for the rare case of glaucoma that he had.
Amen. Thank you, my sister. Thank you. We are going to keep him in prayer, and I know everyone on here that's listening is going to keep her son in prayer. This is a serious one. This is a mother. Praise God. We all are mothers, and we all have children, and we need to pray one for another, and that is what this is about. If you remember, we're praying for sons and daughters who's on drugs and in prison, praise God. So we lift up her son right now. And we are in agreement that no glaucoma will come in his eyes, that his eyes will be made whole. Jesus, Jesus, if you spit on the man's eyes and he was made whole, I believe right now that Sister Shawanda's son is going to be made whole by the power of the Holy Ghost. And right now, Lord God, I pray, Father God, that, oh, yes, when they are getting ready to come out, they try to do all kind of things to keep them in. I pray that he will come out like he's supposed to in the name of Jesus. But I pray, God, that he'll come out shouting the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, all over him, oh, God, said the Lord, save me. Look what the Lord has done. I pray in the name of Jesus, and no weapon formed against him shall prosper. He shall rise up. I speak it. Lord, you told us that we can decree a thing and it shall be done. I decree that her son shall live above every circumstance that he has faced in his life, that he will turn, oh God, and walk, oh God, in the path that you have prepared for him. Oh God, come on her heart and give her the peace that passes all understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Is there anyone else before we go on that have a prayer request? Do press 1 on your phone. If not, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see some more hands went up. Praise God. All right. Go ahead. Minister Gwen.
Good evening, Pastor Vivian George. God bless you. And to all my brothers and sisters on the line this evening, I'm asking prayers for Minister Mary Brookins and family with her on last night, and she is truly, truly in need of a lot of things. And one of the things that I ask that we pray for about is that she can get caregivers that will be responsible, that love God, and really, really have her best interest at heart to give her the care that she is in need of, and also for healing for her and for her entire family. Amen.
All right. We just lift up Sister Mary Brookins right now, Lord God, that everything that she needs where she is, oh God, that Lord God, oh God, that it will be, oh God, provided for God. Hashia, blah, blah, blah. God, you said you are a provider, God. And Lord God, we lift up Sister Mary and her family, God. Everything that she needs, everything that she stands in need of, God. Everything, God, that's trying to be kept out of her way, God. We pray, God, right now, God, And Lord God, you are the one provide, not man. So we, oh God, stand, oh God, believing, God, that you can do anything but fail. Let the Holy Spirit sweep over her right now and give her the peace that passes all understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Mother Soap.
Yes, let's pray for the hurricanes, those people who are out of the hurricane protection in Louisiana, that they would listen and they would get where they have hurricane protection. They said by 6 o'clock this afternoon that they were going to have, unless they change it, a mandatory evacuation, and that storm is no play. And I understand because I've been through two. Amen.
Amen. Right now, Lord God, yes, Lord God, you know what we are facing. Before we even face it, Lord God, we, oh God, believe in you, God, that you're going to turn the storm, God, and you're going to keep us in the midst of the storm, God. You told us to look to you, God. And, Lord, if we have to evacuate, give us the mind, oh God, to be obedient to the authorities. But, God, oh God, you have this thing in control. So, Lord, steer this thing and let it go back into the water, oh God, and keep up on the water so that no lives will be hurt. God, you be our shelter. Right now, Hashabah, God be our shelter and cover us and keep us, oh God, with your power. In the name of Jesus, I pray, God, you are Lord over all. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mother Snow, would you give us a song right now? Praise God.
For me?
Yeah, you. Fuck you.
Amen.
Oh, how I made
Amen.
It over. How you
oh,
just said
yes.
you come
Amen.
Through the storm. How
yes.
you made it over.
Oh, yes. Well, we just thank and praise the Lord tonight because he's good and good all the time. And I'm just going to
yes.
sing one of my mother's old songs. At the cross, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and my burdens of my heart roll away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Must Jesus bear the cross alone, and all the world go free. No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and my burdens of my heart roll away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Amen.
All right now. All
Amen.
Right now. You got to be ready at all times, huh? But you got to realize that song God gave it to you for right now, because as we going through this storm, God's just going to roll all our cares and burdens away, and we're going to go through this thing so smoothly. And God got everything in control. We don't have to panic. We don't have to worry about nothing, because he told us, don't worry, you know. So I am just so happy in the Lord that God is just going to bring us. I just believe, and he tells us to keep the faith, you know. Praise God. So I am happy in the Lord for what he's doing and what he's going to do in our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, thank you again. Thank you again for being here with us tonight. Hallelujah. And our title tonight is going to be, since this is family night, praise God, I'm going to speak on, we still talking about building and battling, but tonight's study is a study of Nehemiah chapter 4. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. The pattern for family action is our title tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, now it come about that when Sanballat heard that we were rebuilding the wall, he became furious and very angry and mocked the Jews. The enemy of the family must be identified and overcome. The family. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is the same enemy who threatened the families of Nehemiah day. That devil is still here. The same devil back then is here today to attack our family. He's here to cause all kind of havoc. He's causing, just like Sister said earlier, to pray for her son. He wants to cause havoc. But this is where the church has got to pray. We got to pray for him. We got to pray for the authorities. We got to pray for the families. We got so much to pray for. Praise God. So the enemy is here to try to tear us. Praise God. He is the same identical old devil. He worked through a man named Sanballat, who is typical of Satan himself. The name Sanballat means a fallen branch. The devil is a fallen angel. He's a fallen branch. He dislikes the way he got thrown out, believe me. He does not like the way he got thrown out of heaven. So he's angry. And guess what? He's going around down here to try to upset you and to tantalize you and see can he do havoc in your life. Why? Because he know he has a show at time. Praise God. His name represents one who was created beautiful but became a fallen one. We know the Bible says Satan was a beautiful angel. He was a beautiful angel. Praise God. How descriptive of Satan, who was once called Lucifer, the morning star. He was the most beautiful of God, a created angel, and bore the highest place in God's presence. And that's you can find that in Ezekiel 28:11-15. Praise God. We won't go there tonight. Praise God. But he became filled with pride. So we have to check ourselves as well. We have to check ourselves. Led a rebellion in heaven against God and was cast out, Jesus declared. I was watching Satan fall from heaven like lightning, 10 and 18. Isaiah reports Satan fall with these words. How you have fallen from heaven, O star of the morning, son of the dawn, Isaiah 14 and 12. It is the same enemy that we face today, whom Nehemiah faced then. He has not changed his target, nor his tactics. He is here to do what he thinks that he can do, praise God, or set out to do, praise God, hallelujah. He is here to cause havoc in your life, your children's life, your family life, praise God, hallelujah, praise God. He is here that if he can get in the midst of the storm and cause people to be upset and tormented this week, that is what he's going to do. That is what he is doing. It's not God with the fires that's burning up. It's Satan in the midst of that thing. He's causing havoc. It's Satan in the midst of this pandemic that we are going through. It's him that's causing havoc and wants people to fear. Because when something like this is happening, the devil wants you to be fearful. Oh, what if it's going to be me next? Well, what must I do now? My child is in prison and all kind of things are going on. What? I can't do anything. And, you know, it's just all kind of, and we're going to see some of these questions here. Praise God. He has not changed his target, nor his tactics. He will not change. He will not change. He will fight until the end. He wants every bit of you if he can get it. He wants to tear you down. He wants to tear your faith down. He don't want your faith to be built in Christ Jesus. If he can get you to give up, go get you a bottle of alcohol and drink it. Go get you some pills and take them. Go run off and somewhere and be disturbed. This is what Satan wants you to do. But you're going to stand. God said in the midst of adversity, stand in the midst of trials and tribulations. When Sanballat saw the restoration of the walls underway, he was very angry. Why was he so angry? Because he had enjoyed ready access to Jerusalem. As long as the walls were down, he could enter at will and keep the people there under his control. See, the devil wants you under his control. He don't want you serving God. You ought to be clapping your hands and glad that you have a God that you can serve. Satan don't want you to serve God. Believe me, no. He wants you to be fearful. He wants you to be fearful. Listen to this. He wants you to be, I want you to get that, because see, things will come up on us, and fear will set in. And sometimes it's hard to break that fear. Praise God. Hallelujah. He wants you to be fearful. He wants you to be angry. Why was he so angry? Because he had enjoyed ready access to Jerusalem. As long as the walls were down, he could enter in. And he could do his dirty work. He was happy that he could go in. He can touch you. I'm not only talking about what's happened back then, but I'm talking about how the enemy wants to go in, cause you to be upset. The walls meant the end to his dominion. The enemy of the kingdom, living is disturbed when we see the walls of protection going up around a family. When there are prayers, what is the Holy Ghost saying? When there are prayers, praise God, hallelujah, praise God, I hear you, Jesus. When there are prayers going up for these families, these loved ones, people that have told us to pray for them, when the prayers goes up for them, don't you know that's making Satan angry? Think he want us to keep these prayers before God? No. Then that's tearing down his kingdom. And that's what God told us to do, praise God. Tear down the devil's kingdom. Praise God. Tear it down. Go into his camp and do war. We are mighty warriors, my friends. We are mighty warriors. And we can go into the devil's camp and we can take over. God has given us that authority. He has given us the power. He has given us power and authority over Satan and his enemy. But you have to be strong in the power of his might, and not be fearful, because fear won't get it. Are you willing to join the army of Christ, praise God, and go in, praise God? He is the only one has nothing to don't have anything to lose. Jerusalem could never be a strong city as long as its walls were down. The same is true for the family today. Praise God. The same thing is true. Long as we got the walls down and letting Satan have his heyday in our lives, we are no good for nothing. Just like there is salt, that's no good for nothing. But, baby, when you are built up in the most, in your most holy face, when you are built up in the Holy Ghost, praise God, you can go into the enemy's camp and do great things. Awesome things, praise God. Each family member bears his share of responsibilities by maintaining his place in God. We all gonna have some trials and tribulations somewhere in our lives, praise God. We all is gonna have some trials, praise God. But you know, I remember in the Word, it said, when the church prayed, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. When the church prayed, things begin to happen. And that's why we are gathered tonight, praise God, because the church is praying for these prayer requests, praise God. We are praying for Miss Burden. We are praying for this son, this mother's son. We are praying, praise God, Father God, for everything to be turned around for their good. Praise God. Hallelujah. God can do it. Yes, yes. We ought to believe our God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Like a city that is broken in two and without walls is a man who has no control over his spirit. Proverbs 25 and 28. That's what the word says. Praise God. Sanballat takes up his first form of attack. He mocks those who purpose in their hearts to rebuild the walls, and he will do the same toward us today. He will seek to melt our newly formed resolution with a blast of a doubt in your mind that this will not happen, but the devil is a liar. Hallelujah. I love this. Satan wants you to doubt. Praise God. Hallelujah. Who do you think you are? Has the devil ever told you that? He did ask me that one time or more. Who you think you are? You think God hears you? Well, I serve notice on him tonight. I know who I am, praise God. And you will not have my family. You are my healer. Because I let him know me. I don't know about you, but yes. I shakes him off like Jesus said. He told me, get thee behind me, Satan. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, the devil going to ask, what do you hope to accomplish? When you're trying to get something done, praise God, and it looks like it's all failure everywhere, it's the Satan trying to ask you, what you think you're going to accomplish in this? And all you have to say, God, devil, get behind me because I'm going through this shower. This will come to pass. Praise God. Can you stand strong in the face of the enemy belittling you? Will you persevere even in the face of mockery and strengthen your life in God? That's where it belongs. Let's look at Nehemiah 4 and 2. And he spoke in the presence of his brothers and the wealthy men of Samaria, and said, what are these feeble Jews doing? What are these? They're going to call you feeble, huh? Are you going to restore it for themselves? Can they offer sacrifices? Can they finish in a day? Can they revive the stones from the dusty rubble, even the burned stone? You see, the devil going to ask you all kind of things. Can you do this? Can yes, I can. Devil, use a liar. Yes, I can. With God in view, all things are possible. Praise God. All things are possible in Christ Jesus. Don't ever let your guard down and let the devil tell you cannot accomplish what God has promised you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sanballat is meeting privately with his counselor, yet God is revealing to Nehemiah every word spoken in secret chambers of the enemy. Praise God. God going to speak to you when the devil is trying to tear you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The king of Israel knew this king every move, but God revealed it to his prophet and to the prophet Elijah. The king of Abram thought there was a traitor in his camp, so he comforted his soldiers. Will you tell me which of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, "No, my lord, O king, but Elijah, the prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the word that you speak in your bedroom." 2 Kings 6:8-12. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Paul said concerning Satan, "We are not ignorant of your schemes or your devices or your plans." We are, and I say that all the time. I don't know about you, but I tell the devil, "I'm not, devil, you might as well go, because I'm not ignorant of your devices. I know your devices. I see what you're trying to do." 2 Corinthians 2:11. I know what God will let you know when the devil is trying, what he's trying to do to you. He'll let you see some things. Praise God. God will reveal to us every plot and plan that Satan devises against us. Yes, he will. This is how we will defeat Satan in his gate, the place of his private counsel against us. He cannot deceive us into warning against flesh and blood. But we will know who his real enemy is, and we will wrestle triumphantly against the principalities and the powers in the heavenlies. We're going to wrestle with this mother for her child in the heavenlies, that he will be one that will stand in the gate and make up the hedge. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And oh, what a joy. Praise God. Hallelujah. The word of God. Hallelujah. Oh, no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Praise God. Hallelujah. No weapon. We claim it right now in the name of Jesus. Praise God. We should be more aware of what we can do to the devil than what he can do to us. Amen. We need to get in our hearts that Satan trembles when God's people begin to move in obedience to God. We got to have a knowing that when we are moving to more and more toward God, it causes Satan to get nervous, and he starts getting fumbled, and he starts, oh, he trembles. He can't stand it when you call on the name of Jesus. He cannot stand it. He don't want you to call Jesus' name in his name. He don't want you to have the power and the strength to call up on your God. Hallelujah. He wants you to be weak. Praise God. He wants you to be weak in every area of your life, that you cannot read your Bible. You cannot pray. You cannot study. You are weak. I have you. This is what the devil is saying to you. Who do you think you are? And all you got to do is rise up and say, "I'm strong in the power of his might." Praise God. I am strong in the power of his might, and I will let nothing separate me from the love of God. I will let nothing, if you have to stand and in the midst of your floor or wherever you are, and claim the goodness of the Lord. Praise God. He fears the family that is moving into divine order and function. When we are trying to get praying for families, praise God, they are moving in the order of a family should move in. Don't you know the devil don't like the whole family? Praise God. He wants brokenness in that family. He wants the mother to be against the daughter. He wants the son to be against the father. He does not want any order. He wants destruction to happen in there. He wants death. Oh, my God, that you will grieve till you can't grieve no more. But God is your strength. God is your helper. Sanballat gathers his cohorts for his prep rally, and that's what the devil is doing. Devil get all his imps, and he getting them ready that he can say, oh, yeah, we're going to have a good time because I come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. This is what the devil is saying, but you say no. You say no. And he is trying to encourage himself by asking a series of questions. Maybe I didn't call some earlier. Maybe the devil had called some question to you, but I know he called the one to me. What do you think you're going to do now? Who do you think you are? Devil, you a liar. I know who I am, who has called me and set me aside. Praise God. The enemy is trying to convince himself that God's people cannot succeed. This is rough, people. You don't you know there's an enemy out there is trying to stop you in every way that he can, especially the man, especially the husband. He wants divorces. He doesn't want a whole house, a husband and wife to be loving. God made them that they can love each other, praise God. Hallelujah. And have a peaceful home, a loving home. For a woman to love her husband, children to be under subjection, loving. What are these feeble Jews doing, he said. He calls them feeble Jews. He called you feeble woman, feeble man, feeble. You are not feeble. You are not feeble. He's trying to convince himself that they are feeble people. Then he will try to convince the Jews themselves that they are feeble, but they are not feeble. They are God's children, heirs of the promise. They are fulfilling the prophecy in God's timing. God said that they could return from captivity and build their walls. And he has said the same for us. We are not feeble in Christ. We are not feeble. We are not weak. But ye are a chosen race. You are a chosen race. Praise God. Hallelujah. A royal priesthood. I love it. When I first time I read that, oh, years and years ago, oh, who I am, I'm a royal priesthood. I'm a holy nation, God's own possession, praise God. I don't belong to nobody else. I belong to God. I remember that old song, my body belongs to God, my body belongs to God, my body belongs to God, my soul, my body belongs to God. Hallelujah. Them old songs, you know, when you think about it, praise God. My mind, my heart, every part of me belongs to God. I'm God's possession, that you may proclaim the excellence of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And that's in 1 Peter 2:9. You've been called out, set apart for his kingdom. Praise God. Aren't you glad? You've been called out from the darkness of the enemy, so he can't put no darkness on. Only if you allow and walk in it. Praise God. I refuse to let the enemy make me think that I'm walking with him. No. As Satan convince you, praise God, that you are feeble. He so convinced the Israelites at times when they were at the very point of triumph, just like Mother Shawanda just said, right at the time her son's supposed to be coming home, then the enemy gets in there and he tear up his camp. That's the enemy. That's the enemy. There was a day when Israel was ready to enter into the glorious inheritance of Canaan. Those who spied out the land testified that it was indeed a land of milk and honey. But 10 of the 12 spies saw only the strength of the enemy. Their eyes were no longer upon God and his promises. They said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are too strong for us. All the people who we saw in it are of great size, and we became like grasshoppers in our own sight." And so we were in their sight. Praise God. That's in Numbers 13, 31 to 33. They said we became as, are you going to feel like you a small little thing as a grasshopper? Oh, no. You know what the boy did? Little Joseph, he took his slingshot. And that big old giant, praise God, that big giant, praise God, was standing there. And he said, oh, are you going to be like him, praise God? Are you going to be like the little boy? Or are you going to get out your slingshot, which is the word of God, praise God? Are you going to pull it out? Hallelujah. What are you packing? What kind of gun are you packing? You ought to be packing the gun of this whole word here. This word is what you need to tear down this Satan's kingdom, praise God. Our inheritance is before us. Our God exhorts us to take the land. We are put here to take the land. We are here to take over Satan's kingdom, to fight for our brothers, our sons, our daughters, our wives, and our households. Our Lord said, build a wall. This is what he told us to build. He told us to build. Praise God. And I desire that you live in security and peace. If we go on to victory, we must see ourselves as able in the Lord and not grasshoppers. We are not grasshoppers. Praise God. We are able vessels. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are going forth in his name. Praise God. We are standing strong. Praise God. In his name, praise God. Hallelujah. We will not give up, and we will not give in to every one of his tactics. Are they going to restore it for themselves? Question Sanballat. The devil going to have some questions. Give him some questions to ask. Praise God. The old serpent tries to convince himself and us that God will not help. God won't help you. And some people give up. Oh, there ain't no God. Y'all just praying in vain. Come on, somebody. We will have to do it all by ourselves. Whoever don't want to go with us, we got to go forth. We got to build a wall. We got to see this thing done for Christ. Satan does not want us to believe that the family can be restored. He is sitting on the ruins, the judgment of God is upon their sin and given to him a legal right to perpetuate their misery. Truth, Satan, our problems are due to sin. But God has told us he forgives us of our sin, and all we have to do is repent, repent, repent. And God, oh yes, God is there able and willing to help us, praise God. Oh, in every way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Anything that the enemy is trying to do to us, all we got to do is repent and go forth in Jesus' name. He's merciful to the sinners. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sin, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heaven is above the earth, so great is his loving kindness to those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. That's Psalm 103:9-12. God loves you. I want to let you know no matter what you're facing, no matter what you are facing tonight. God loves you. No matter what you're going through with your children, with your husband, with your wife, with your loved ones, because Satan wants to attack the family. This is family night. Satan wants to attack you and said it won't be done. But there is a God who sits high and looks low, and he knows all things. There is no good thing with God withhold from you if you're willing to fight. If you're willing to put on the whole armor of God and see the salvation of the Lord, God is here. Praise God. God is here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is here. Praise God. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you, and may he be gracious to you and give you peace. In Jesus' name. Thank you for being here. Be back with me next Sunday night at the same time at 7 p.m. with Minister Janice Williams, on Friday night at 8 p.m. and with Minister Gigi on Monday nights at 6 p.m. on the same number, 1-714-409-0578. Praise God. We are just so glad. All of us that make up this ministry is just so glad that you all take your time to come and be with us. And when I put the blessing up on you, I'm going to Numbers chapter 6, because that's the highest blessing that God gave to Moses, and God told us to bless the people. I bless you, and have a good night. Bye-bye.